Welcome, Pisgah Nation, back to the Diamond on the River Complex. I'm here today, this is Rhonda Bird, with my broadcast partner, Chuck Fiebernetz, for another Chamber of Commerce Day. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's all Carolina blue. Thank the Lord.
Oh, Carolina blue.
And today, the Pisgah Black Bears will be hosting the East Henderson Eagles from Henderson County, Chuck. And, you know, it's last time we met, about a couple of weeks ago, we beat them 28-1. East is not really predominantly known for a great softball program, but, you know, every program's got to start somewhere, and you got to build from that point.
Well, absolutely. And what you want to do is you want to take a look at the fact that you want to continue on the momentum that you've got. You just run through the first first half of the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference schedule. You're 7-0. You're first place in the standings. And, you know, this is a team that's, you know, is struggling. Let's just call it what it is. I mean, coming in, this is where you can get a lot, you know, some, you know, bench minutes, you know, some bench time from your players. Mm-hmm. You can pitch somebody that needs some innings and log some innings inside the circle. And you know what? When you're hot bats, this is where you keep this streak going. I mean, because next week you've got some games that are coming up with Franklin. West Henderson. Mm-hmm. And so there's some big games coming around the corner. And it would be nice you keep this ball, this train rolling in the direction it's going.
We got a few little injury updates from the Pisgah side. We got Sheridan Presley with they think it's something from when she transitions from basketball to softball. It is in her forearm on her right-hand side, and they think it's due from batting because you don't use those muscles in basketball. You use them in softball. So she's playing a little injured, and then you've got Michaela Tipton, which will be in the circle today, giving Callie Kirkendall a rest. But she's had that eye surgery. She's still struggling from that eye surgery, and it's not, you know, she's upset. She's frustrated because she really wanted to be 100% this year, and it just seems like everything's against her. So there's two things that we need to keep our eye on, and we're going to have a lot of changes on the, you know, lineup today.
Well, again, yeah, so you're going to keep the bats in there, the hot bat, because you don't want to rest them in a game where, you know, you can keep the streak. You got to, when you're in a hitting streak and you're hitting good, and as the headlines in the newspaper said today, the thump's back.
Yeah.
You know, the thump has returned. Mm-hmm. And, the girls, you know, in the last two games against contenders in the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference, you know, I mean, 25 hits, 19 runs, against teams that they thought, you know, and still think maybe they have a shot at winning the conference championship. But, you know, bottom line is that this is a game where you're going to get, you know, you're going to play your regulars, but you're going to play some people that have logged some practice time and give them some playing time, but you're not going to just wholesale change and take your starters out.
No, you know, Callie Kirkendall has pitched tremendous in the last two games. She's going to get a rest today. Well-deserved rest, too, Chuck. And she's got an ERA. She is second in Western North Carolina in ERA right now at .67, which is amazing. I mean, because we've broadcast a lot of games, and a lot of times she gets in herself in a bind on bases, walks some, hits some, pitch, you know, with a pitch and stuff. But somehow or another, she finds a way to get out of the innings without a run scored.
Well, again, Callie she's learning and she's maturing. Not to put a lot of the load on her, but, you know, she's only a sophomore. And she is a very, you know, very intense competitor inside the circle. And, you know, and that's good. But, you know, you still got to learn, no matter what your intensity is, as a pitcher, you've got to maintain a focus. And, you know, her situations is that, you know, she's got to learn to get ahead of hitters right away and get ahead in the count, get into pitcher's counts rather than allowing the hitters to be in hitter's counts. And that's big. But still, that tells you when she gives, you know, when she gets in a jam, it's like she turns that switch, and all of a sudden she becomes, you know, intense, and then she's focused, and Well, that's why she's got to be with no partners on. You know, yeah, she's got to learn, but that's inexperience for you. But
and she said in the interview, she said that I did. She said I need to start in the first inning, not in the third or the fourth.
Right, exactly. But again, is that when you go back to last week's game with or early in the week, Tuesday's game at Brevard? You know, Brevard had only one loss, and they had the Black Bears right there, you know, on their home field on a beautiful day. But the thing is that when she got in that bind and got down 2-0, she made a mistake and they paid for it. Brevard had some good hitters. They were down 2-0 when they started to make their comeback. When they needed Kelly Kirkendall, Kelly, you know, retired the last 13 batters she faced in that mm-hmm. game, you know, while her bats, you know, on that second and third time around just started generating some hits and everything. So, but you know, what you're going to see today, you know, some changes. You're going to see our, you know, Shelby Tomasi, who's our normal third baseman right now, while Mahala's our normal catcher. They're going to switch. Irvin's going to go to third and Tomasi's going to go to behind the plate. And Tomasi's got that length. And, you know, she's got that whip. She's got a very strong arm. And, you know, so, you know, just a few position changes. You know, Ashley Penland's coming out of the outfield, and she's going to go as the designated hitter, and she's going to DH for our starting pitcher today, Michaela Tipton. So, you know, Tipton won't bat. You know, Penland will do that for her. You know, you got Callie Kirkendall over at shortstop, and then, you know, Mason McCracken, senior, a very reliable first baseman, and then you got Kelsey Alexander in right field, and then Casey Brown in left field. So, again, those are our, you know, position changes for this game against East Henderson. If you have not seen the standings, Rhonda, you know, and fans, is that the Mountaineer on a weekly basis will keep you updated. The current softball standings in the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference, PISC is 7-0. Game back is Franklin in second place with a 6-1 record. Two games back is Brevard in third place at 5-2. West Henderson is 4-3 and three games back in fourth place. Three and a half games back is North Henderson at 3-3, and they've got to make up some games, just like you said, with Smoky Mountain.
Yeah.
And then Smoky Mountain at 1-5, East Henderson at 1-6 in the conference, and then Tuscola, who was struggling at 0-7, is bringing up the, you know, the rear. But, you know, Ron, through the first half of the season, what are some of the things that you have seen? Are there any surprises that have come, you know, to the forefront in the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference?
No, I predicted earlier. Well, I'll take that back. Brevard is the biggest surprise, because I said earlier in the year I thought it was going to come down between Pisgah and Franklin, the normal two that battle for the crown, and then I figured the third and fourth place would be a battle between West and North. After seeing Tim Cannon the other day and seeing the decrease in that shoulder surgery and the velocity on her pitches and stuff, that really surprised me that it was that tremendous of a difference. When Coach told me that she thought that the North's problem was Kim Cannon struggling at the pitching, I said, it couldn't be that big of a difference. And then, sure enough, we seen the air. Me and you were in shock how big a difference it was from last year to this year. That shocked me. But Brevard is the surprise of the conference. I actually honestly say that. And plus, they have a lot of young kids on that roster. And you look at, they're all going to be returning next year, including that great pitcher that they threw at us, Cassie Gilbert. I mean, you know, they got their senior outfielders, the two speedsters, LaQuisha Avery and the Hemphill girl, are seniors. They're going to lose that. But then, you know, Coach told me she thought their weaknesses were on the corners, and sure enough they were, and we exposed the weaknesses. And she said, you know, you got to, when teams warm up, she says, I look for weaknesses. And so that's what she says, we try to go toward their weaknesses. And any good coach will do that, any good coach. So that's probably Brevard being the biggest surprise in the conference right now.
You know what's the biggest surprise is that we do a lot of ball games together. And, you know, and when you see these kids in basketball and volleyball and, you know, and the girls on the softball, the thing is that you look at and when I tell you that Brevard Peyton Bailey's only a junior, Aquisi Avery's only a junior, and you got and Jada Hemphill, they had listed as a junior, it's almost like they can't be. They got to be seniors.
Well,
we've seen them so much.
Laquisha Avery and the Hemp Hill girl are seniors because I talked to the Hemp Hill's dad. He's a trooper over there, and he said that was going to be the biggest loss to them next year was the two speedsters they had in the outfield.
Yeah.
So
they all jam up, I tell you what. Well, folks, we're going to come back for the final phase of our pregame show here at the Diamonds on the River Complex here in Kenton, North Carolina. We're going to take a break for messages, so we'll be back. You're listening to Pisgah Black Bears Softball on AM 920 WPTL.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers.
American Pawn and Pickers, we do the picking, we do the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, we'll do the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back, fans, to the Diamond on the River Park, where today's game is being brought to you by a bunch of sponsors. We'd like to give you all their names. Brad Allen, Ken Wilson, Champion Credit Union, Midwest, American Pawn and Pickers. So we want to thank them. And if you go by, give them a thank you for carrying the game for us today, because it's important that Chuck and I can do this to the fans that can't get out and actually see the games or working and everything, Chuck. And so we were talking earlier before about the conference and everything, and now we're coming in the second half. It starts the second half right now.
Well, and that's right, Rhonda, and they're introducing the visiting East Henderson Eagles, and they're going to go with a right-hander by the name of Morgan Noble. It's no secret that the Eagles are struggling. They are 1-6 in the conference, and Pisgah soon will be announced. We'll have the Star Spangled Banner. We're ready for some Western North Carolina Athletic Conference softball, and that's the focus right now, folks. And Rhonda, is that the Pisgah Black Bears are going to look to go 8-0. You got to take care of business.
Take care of business.
You know, when you play a team down in the standings, you don't want to lay down and play bad softball. You want, because that will halt that momentum. That every game you want to get better, no matter who's out there. You know, if you're supposed to win by 28 runs, then you win by 28 runs. If you're supposed to win by 10 runs or one run, then you better win by 10 or one.
Just like an old coach says, don't play down to their level,
right.
Play your level.
Right.
So that's what we got to do. Folks, WPTL wants to remind you, you can listen to all of our live broadcast of Pisgah Sports on your smartphone or iPad. Go to tunein.com and download their free app, then search for WPTL. Don't miss a minute of the game, no matter where you are. And we do have a lot of folks listening all over the United States, so we're going to have the national anthem right now. Duck, I don't care how many times you hear that song. It just gives me chill bumps every time I hear it.
Absolutely, and we're ready to play some baseball. We're here at the Diamonds on the River Complex in Canton. We're bringing this game to you live between the visiting East Henderson Eagles and the Pisgah Black Bears. Pisgah defensively will line up this way, is that out in left field will be Casey Brown. Out in center field will be Nadia Hudson. Right field will be Kelsey Alexander. New third baseman today, rookie. No, she's not a rookie, folks. That's Michaela Urban. She'll be playing third, and shortstop will be Callie Kirkendall. Second baseman will be Ty Cobb Jr., and that will be Sheridan Presley. First baseman will be Mason McCracken. Behind the plate will be Shelby Tomasi, and inside the circle today will be Michaela Tipton. That's the way the Black Bears will line up defensively against the Eagles today.
Yeah, I was just sitting here looking. Tim sent us from the studio. It's 65 degrees. Folks, this is beautiful softball weather. Work on your tan, and you don't have to roast like we did last week.
Well, I'll tell you what. I called my brother. I have to bring this up. I called my nephew. Well, I first called my brother in Michigan. He's telling me the weather's 33 and sleeting. And I said, this got to be the long, worst weather this late in the season. He's called my nephew up at Ferris State, he plays football up there, and kind of give it to him. So I was having fun with that. And he was telling me it was about 1.5 to 2 inches of sleet and snow in the upper part of the Mitt, not in UP, but anyhow. And we got Andrew Pearson here from the Asheville Citizen Times.
Yeah.
So we're ready to bring you softball, Michaela Tipton. Shelby Tomasi complete their little conference inside the circle, and we're ready to go. It will be Felicia Bailey, Morgan Noble, and Tristan Burrell scheduled up to face Tipton in today's ball game. Bailey will step in. Bailey, a center fielder for the Eagles.
Shelby Tomasi was waiting for her to step in before she gave the sign.
So Tipton toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. Nice fastball, knee-high and inside part of the plate for strike one. Tipton always likes to work fast.
Yeah.
Next pitch, big swing and a miss. Pulled the string a little bit, brought it above the belt. So she elevated pitch number two, and that's 0-2 now as she's got Bailey in a hole. Outfield playing straight away. Irvin creeping in at third. Elevated that fastball high.
Just
ball
trying
one.
To get, swing at something out of the zone, changing the eye level, too, of the hitter.
She's ready to go. Here's the pitch. Foul back, hung in there. Just got a piece of it. Tomasi, behind the plate today. She plays it like she's already been there. Just missed inside. Boy, that looked good, but home plate umpire Dean Klontz didn't think so.
Tomasi's got to learn the Michaela Urban technique of freeze frame.
Grounder, deep short. Callie Kirkendall gets it, but that's going to be an infield single as to her going into the hole. Her weight pulled her over, and she couldn't get back up in time to make the throw. So an infield single to start the game by Felicia Bailey, and that will bring up Morgan Noble.
She tried to snag at, but she, like you said, her weight was carrying her away from the first plate, and then she had to compose herself and then throw.
As Rhonda told you in the pregame, 65 degrees and not a cloud in the sky. Pop up, second baseman Presley grabs it for out number one. Swinging on the first pitch was Noble, and that'll bring up Tristan Burrell, the second baseman.
You know, Sheridan Presley's probably got to be the best fielding second baseman we've had in years.
You know, I think we're young, but we have got some excellent defensive ball players. You know, don't forget Tomasi.
I can't forget that.
First pitch to the number three hitter Burrell is a fastball that just blew it by her. Burrell had a big cut and came up empty, so it's 0-1.
And she's a sophomore, folks, Tomasi is.
Pop up, infield, got room. Irvin's there.
Oh.
A little different as that ball came back as it dropped safely in foul territory, so it'll just be a a strike.
She needed to throw her hat off and act like she was a catcher, and she probably would have caught it.
Well, it's a little different when you're catching, though, because that ball's moving. You come running in. All of a sudden, that thing comes back down. So Tipton working quick. Here's the next pitch, and that's a liner to right field, and that's going to be down. They may have a shot at her at second base, and she is. We're waiting for the...
Oh, he was turned. He did not see the out. He was turned. He was turned. They're going to have a conference because Serena Goodwin come flying out of that dugout like she'd been shot out of a cannon.
Well, she called out. So let's just go. Believe it or not, that is not a single. That is a fielder's choice. As a ball hit a one hopper to the right fielder, Kelsey Alexander, who came up, and runner at first had to freeze because she didn't know if she was going to catch it or not.
Yeah,
and when it dropped, she was too close to first, and Kelsey threw it second. Pop up out of play, and to complex the situation. I can't even say it. I'm laughing. So is the fact that the umpire just kind of looked back, and when Callie Kirkendall reached and grabbed the ball and had her foot on the base, she didn't make a tag. Well, he just said save.
Yeah. But
big
it was swing. A force out.
And you look up at the dugout and you see Serena Goodwin just irate.
Oh, that's the fastest I've seen her move in years.
So that's a fielder. There's two outs, folks. That gets away. Throw over to first, and that's in time. It's a nice play by Tomasi, and that's all for the Eagles. And we'll get it together, folks, right here at the Diamonds on the River Complex, home of the state champion Pisgah Black Bears, as we move to the middle of the first inning with no score in this game.
Yeah, it was kind of... Well, the umpire had his back turned, and then when he turned around, Callie had the ball in her hand and had her toe on him, and he called her safe. And Serena come running out of that dugout like she'd been shot at by a cannon. And I'm telling you, that's a passionate coach right there, and it ain't only in the first inning.
It was truly a force. And you know, you got a feel for the young lady, Tristan Burrow, hitting in the three hole. She hit a rocket that was about head high, and then it was sinking towards the right fielder. And then Kelsey Alexander kind of played back a little bit to make sure she kept it in front. Well, when the runner on first, Felicia Bailey realized she's not going to catch it. She started late to second base. Well, Alexander just scooped it on one hop and threw a strike over to Alex. Well, it wasn't a strike, but it kind of made her stretch like a first baseman.
Right.
You know, towards left center field. When she did, she had that foot on that base, and she got it.
And the umpire was turning at the time because he was watching the outfield. And the time he turned, it was already there.
Well, she's got to be safe because, you know, she slid in. There was no tag, right? And then the umpire kind of turned around and heard this commotion behind him, and he's looking and he thinks, I'm going to have to get help from my home plate umpire. So they have a little conference.
Well, what it was, Serena was pointing at him like, ask him.
All right, folks. See, I'll tell you what. Let's get the bats going here in the bottom of the first inning for the Pisgah Black Bears. The first inning, a lot of comical things that have happened. But no runs and only one hit for the Eagles in the first. And scheduled up for the Black Bears will be Ashley Penland, Sheridan Presley, and Mahala Irvin. Here in this ball game.
You're an opposing pitcher. You hate that lineup coming up to the plate right now. You're like going, oh, Lord.
Yeah, I know. The word got around that the thump's back. They found their swing and everything.
Oh,
it's just not one player. It's about five or six players find their swing and putting some charges into the pitches.
Just like the year we won the state championship, we were just all the way through the lineup. We had hitters.
Well, Penland will step in. She's DHing today. She's going to bring a .550 batting average.
That's
into this, absolutely. Pitch is swung on and popped up into the infield, second base. It drops. The sun got in there, so Penland pulls out her lucky charm out of her pocket. It's a rabbit's foot, and she gets a base hit on that. Is that just a routine pop up in between the mound or the circle and second base? And the second baseman just could not find it in the sun.
She's going to get sunglasses right now.
And Matt, you know things are going good when you get one of those kind of hits.
She must have that rabbit's foot taped inside her helmet.
That's right. Don't complain, girls. Hits come. I tell you what, they're at premium, so enjoy them. That's Sheridan Presley batting .424 coming into the ballgame. First pitch by Morgan Noble is outside. One ball, no strikes. On deck is Mahala Irvin, sitting at 30 home runs in her career.
Now, Chuck and I have missed one. We haven't figured out where, but and I have thought back, where have I missed that home run?
But that's right. We said she was sitting on 29, and she's got 30, and that it may have been in the, either the Alexander Central game or the T.C. Robertson game. Here's the pitch. Line right field. That's a sharp single for Presley. And she's sure to raise that batting average, 424, and now back-to-back singles, one bloop and one sharp single, and that's going to bring up Mahala Irvin, now today the third baseman, batting 452 coming into the ballgame.
And she's in that home run battle with Easy McQuarrie. She has 32 now, and Mahala has 30.
Noble gets her sign, wearing sunglasses, beautiful high sky. With no clouds in it.
What's that Carolina blue sky?
Absolutely.
Good.
Sun beating down on the field. It's a sun splash field and a Chamber of Commerce day here in Canton, North Carolina. It's ball one to Irvin. Noble's ready, and here comes her 1-0 pitch. Line to left field. That's a hit. Penlin will stop at third base as a sharp single to left. Loads them up for Kelly Kirkendall.
And yesterday I was watching Pisgah play Irwin, and Mason Fox hit a grand salami, son. I'm telling you, he knocked that thing out of the park.
Pisgah Black Bears baseball team in second place in the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference. A lot of people leave here and go over to their game. Here's the pitch by Nobles in a big swing. She changed up, brought the curveball, and Kirkendall is a little bit out front. Kirkendall playing shortstop today, batting 375.
Serena just opted in to give her arm a rest because we play Franklin Tuesday.
Noble ready, and the pitch. Tad bit outside and high.
We got Tomasi on deck.
Tomasi, and if we can get to her, Nadia Hudson. Big cut by Kirkendall. Right back into the backstop. Timed it right. Just got up underneath it. Just a tad.
That's Evans Leatherwoods over there telling her to level it out.
Mm-hmm. Ready to go. Noble gets her sign. Bases are full of Black Bears here in the first. Big swing and a miss. Struck her out. Noble elevated the pitch, and Kirkendall's been having trouble in the early part of the season with that pitch. That may be her Achilles heel. So she strikes out with bases full, and that's one out. That's going to bring up Shelby Tomasi today.
Well, wouldn't it be nice if your player got a grand salami here?
That's right. I don't want big granny for the catchers. Love the catchers. But I was a catcher all my life, all the way through ball, pro ball. I have a fond affection for those that take the tools of intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Some call them tools of ignorance, but I don't. Control the game. Tomasi, one strike called on her. Ball in the dirt. That gets away. Penlin opts not to go. And I think Walt, not as aggressive on the bases with his team.
He's saying that was his fault. He didn't think it got through there.
So Penlin started to go and then kind of looked at Walt like, what are you doing? Okay, no problem. Tomasi will bring him in with one mighty swing of her bat right here. 1-1 pitch. Swing on! Gap shot! To the fence! That will clear the bases for sure as Tomasi goes for a double. Here comes Irvin. The throw to the plate's not in time. Tomasi, a 3 RBI double to the wall.
That's a great hit by that young lady. I tell you, she's got the power to hit it out of the park, but she just hits it in play every time she gets up there.
Just let me say this. Always rely on the catcher to bring in the runs.
Speaking of you being a former catcher, right? We got a pinch runner for her. Galleon's going to run so she can get her equipment on.
Yes. It's been a while since she's put all that equipment. It takes a little time to get that catcher's motif going. Swung on and fouled into the dirt is Nadia Hudson, the center fielder. She's in the six hole today. I always think it's a good sign if you bat six and wear number six.
Yeah.
Tomasi's just bad luck to the opposing pitcher. She's number 13.
There's nothing wrong with 13.
Ball low. 3-0 Pisgah here in the bottom of the first. One out. Taylor Gallion pitch running for Tomasi, who just scorched one to the wall. Liner, shortstop, picked up. Nice play. Over to first in time. There goes Gallion over to third on the throw to first. And she's safe. So she moves up on the ground out by Nadia Hudson. And, boy, she lit a charge into that. But shortstop, Meredith Belcher for East Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
Just gobbled that up and threw her out at first. So that's two outs here in the inning.
Now here comes our Dominican, our only international player.
I call
her
the word Lina, liner. Mason McCracken, swung on, ripped to center field and right at the center fielder, who is Felicia Bailey. She just hauls that in on, took two steps in, and that's all for Pisgah as they get three runs in the first. And we move to the second. With the score, the Black Bears 3, Eagles nothing. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, and B. Allen Construction.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, go to the grinning. Mind selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking. We'll do the grinning, 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the ballpark, Diamond on the River. We got a 3-0 lead going in the top of the second. And Chuck, they're tipped and warms up fast and ready to go.
Well, you don't have time for commercial breaks when she's inside the circle. That'll be Lexi Bryson to face her. First pitch to Miss Bryson by Tipton as a ball inside. We forget, not only does she work fast during the game inside the circle, in between innings and warm-up tosses, she gets it and fires it back and she's ready to go. So if we can speed up to double speed. Liner to center field is going to drop right in front of Nadia Hudson for a single. So Bryson leads off for the Eagles with a single.
Nadia was playing back a little bit, and she couldn't get in quite time to get that.
Belt high fastball around her.
Play it safe. She let hop in front of her and hold him to a single.
So I bring up the catcher, Courtney Heaton. Nobody out here in the top of the second inning from the Diamonds on the River Complex, home of the state champion Pisgah Black Bears. Fastball, blew it by her, is Heaton, kind of an indecisive swing right there. Didn't know if she really wanted to do it.
It looked like it.
Ball two, go ahead, Rhonda. We're just going to work in your comments. Because
it looked like it had a little bit of movement on it. She twisted that hand like she was putting a little motion.
Tipton, again, works like she's double parked out in the parking lot. And the cops are there writing her a ticket.
Yeah.
Two balls, one strike. Here comes Tipton's next pitch. Grounder right back there. Stabs it. Throws to second for one out. Callie Brown to first. Not in time. I tell you, it looked like Miss Heaton was slowing up there for some reason. But it was a fielder's choice. They do get the lead runner at second base.
I think that probably would have been a double play if Tipton had cleanly fielded it.
Well, she quickly got on it as it rolled away from her glove about 2 feet. She picked it up and threw a strike to Callie Kirkendall standing on second, who relayed one to McCracken, but not in time. And the first pitch to Summer Williams here in the springtime is a fastball above the belt, and Miss Williams swung and missed, so it's 0-1. Next pitch, that one was above the bill of her helmet.
And went way up that time. She just keeps going up.
So Summer Williams may be our new Dominican Republic, batter here. She just cuts it, and she swings and misses on the third one. Again, tipped and decided, well, if she's going to swing at that, I'm going to throw another one.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
So she quickly disposes of Miss Williams with a strikeout on three pitches, and that's going to bring up the number eight hitter batting and playing third base, Hannah Hill. Two outs, top of second. Piska leads 3-0 over East Henderson, run around first. And that is great. Mac McCracken stabs it. That was earmarked going down the line to right field. She got a late swing on it, but got a right on the screws. But McCracken leaped up right over the bag and hauled that in for the inning-ending out. And that's all for the Eagles as they leave one runner on as we move to the bottom of the second. Piska 3, East Henderson nothing.
WPTL wants you to know that you can listen to all our live broadcasts on Pisgah Sports, off Pisgah Sports on your smartphone or iPad. Go to tunein.com, download their free app, then search for WPTL. Don't miss a minute of the game, no matter where you are. And you don't want to miss Chuck and I, because we
have a lot of fun. But I tell you this, when they say free app, it is a free app.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really easy, folks. If I can do it, anybody in the world could do it. Because if the word technology and electronically challenged is look under the definition of it, and I'll say Charles Fibernet.
It is not in your DNA.
It's easy. It really is.
Yeah.
And then anywhere you go, if you can't get to the game or if you're at the game, you can do like what several of the parents are doing and fans here at the game.
Yeah.
And they like to be entertained, too. So they got their iPhone with an earpiece, and they're listening to the game.
Yeah, we have a lot of fans in the stand that love to listen to Chuck and I. They say we're fun. We give them a lot of the information, and they like listening to us. And one man said he got in trouble with his wife because his wife says, well, you'd rather listen to them than me.
Well, because I speak Yankee-ese.
Oh, Yankee-ese.
On the radio, you have subtitles for me.
I thought that was Michigander.
A Michigander, Midwesterner, up north, northerner. It took me 8 years to say Pisgah.
You're getting there.
I know.
In the
Pisgah.
Yeah, every once in a while.
That excitement in the thing. Pisgah. And you look at fans of Pisgah. I got to bow my head, And they're like, well, he's trying.
Yeah, he's trying, folks. You got to give him A for effort.
All right. Well, we're going to move to the bottom of the second inning. Miss Nobles has completed her warm-up tosses. It'll be 8-9-1. Kelsey Alexander, Casey Brown, and Ashley Penland scheduled up to face the pitcher for East Henderson, Morgan Noble. 3-0 Pisgah. Miss Noble has those stylish sunglasses on, and here's the pitch, and she changes up on Kelsey Alexander playing right field. Alexander had a swing and realized she was way out in front of that one.
Casey said something the other day about when I seen her, she said, I need to start hitting the ball.
Kelsey, ready to go. Here's the pitch. Elevated it, fastball. Alexander laid off. So that'll even the count at 1-1. Here in the bottom of the second with the Black Bears leading 3-0.
Even the dogs come out for softball.
Swung on, blooped to left field, could fall.
Ooh.
Nice running grab by the left fielder, Alexis Brooks. Boy, that's right, snow cone, she did.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, could it? Oh, nice grab.
She was on her horse, too. She went flying up and just laid her glove out like the old, what was the baseball player that used to lay out his glove like I can catch it? Like
Willie Mays.
Willie Mays.
Casey Brown's up, number 9 here. She swats at it. They call that in softball slapping.
Trying to slap bunnet.
And position it, but came up empty, so it's 0-1 to Miss Brown. 3-0, the Black Bears. Aided by a bases-clearing double by Shelby Tomasi in the first. Next pitch is high and outside. Ball one evens the count at 1-1. Tomasi came up with one out and bases full and just put a charge into one, a one-hopper off the wall. Fouled out of play. So it makes the count now 1-2 to Miss Casey Brown playing left field today, Rhonda.
Yeah, once you get past her, you start back with the top of the order, and that's not what East Henderson's pitcher wants to face.
Ball outside, 2-1. to bring up this point is Ashley Penland, the number one hitter, number two hitter, Sheridan Presley. Both are now six for their last 10 times at the plate. Changeup is in the dirt. Makes it full at 3-2.
I mean, you talk about hot hitters. We're talking about hot, extremely hot hitters.
Well, it's like we said, you know, the other day, is that you don't, you know, you just don't have to be perfect and you don't have to be excellent. You have to be very good, and very good in softball, as the next pitch is outside and walks Casey Brown, is that you just have to be very good, and very good in softball and baseball is about 4 out of 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 3 out of 10, 4 out of 10 is you're very good.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, you just got to learn to, you learn the numbers in this game, and it helps you through plays this game because it can humble you. Gotta bring up Penland now. One for one in this game with a sun screen single is what we call it. The second baseman camped underneath and all of a sudden lost it in the sun in the infield.
Which she has shades on now.
Just landed safely. So one ball to Penland. Brown at first. Here's the pitch. She had an idea. Called strike. Got the corner. Nice curveball.
She wanted to swing, but she held up right there at the last minute.
Good hitters learn to hit their first swing has got to be their pitch or close to it, as the next pitch is high above the head. So now it makes it 2-1. On deck is Sheridan Presley. Ready to go. Here's Noble's pitch. And again, that's high for ball three to Ashley Penland. And you surely don't want to put a bunch of black bears on those pillows out there. Especially with the heart of the order due up in a couple batters. So here's the pitch. Ball four. Walked her. So
well,
just missed the knees. And so Brown and Penland coaxed one out walks.
Probably want to walk her, being she's the hottest hitter right now on the ball club. But then you don't get any better with Sheridan and then Mahale Irvin on deck now.
Well, Sheridan Presley singled sharply to right field her first time up. Here's the pitch from Noble, and that's high. That gets away from her catcher, Courtney Heaton, back to the backstop, and each of the runners will move up a base.
Mm-hmm.
Now Casey Brown standing at third, and Penland's at second. Open base, first base, and on deck is the ever-impressive catcher and third baseman today, Mahale Irvin. Presley ready to go. Here's the pitch by Nobles. Outside. 2-0. Was at the start of the game around a little win, and now it's kind of died down as the flag lays limp on the pole in left center. Ball outside, so Noble's having trouble now finding the strike zone. Goes 3-0 to Presley. Oh, no, you do not want to load.
Uh-oh.
Whatever you do, if you're Presley right now, you take two pitches. Load them up for Irvin. Here's the pitch. Called strike. Right down the middle.
Well,
she had to. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what you want to do for the team. She didn't want to. Good hitters when they're hitting. Sometimes they lose
focus.
Well, you know, you want to swing the bat, but you also got to look at what's coming behind you and what you can do for the team. Ball four. She did it. High. And so she loads the bases. And she was taking two pitches, and that fifth pitch was ball four. Now the bases are full of black bears for Mahale Irvin, who hit a single to left field her first time up.
If she ever gets one in her area, that thing will be out of here because, like you said, the wind's died down.
Three home runs on the year, 30 in her career. We're looking for 31. Ball low. And Irvin is, I bet you Irvin's got green light.
Oh, she's got the green light, and you know she's chomping in a bit like a horse right now.
And what a way to get number 31, a grand salami at home. Here's the pitch by Noble, and that's ball two. We got a pair of good umpires today. Dean Klontz behind the plate, and Keith Romberger out in the field. Ball's high, and Irvin just something in the strike zone is what she's looking for.
You know, she's probably sitting there going, please, somebody give me a ball I can hit.
Green light, red light, Rhonda?
Green light. Let her go.
Let her go, Rhonda says. I'm with you, Rhonda.
3-0 pitch coming up by Noble. Here it is. Ball four outside. She couldn't swing at that. So now that's going to bring in an RBI. She gets an RBI.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Noble's fourth straight walk here in this game. After Kelsey Alexander blooped out to left field. Nobles has walked four Black Bears.
Now we have a timeout. Now the mm-hmm. manager for East is going out to talk to his pitcher.
Rhonda, is it, sometimes you can get to a point where you face that heart of this lineup can be intimidating, the reputation can mm-hmm. be intimidating, that you try to be too fine?
East is struggled anyway, and pitching has not been one of their strong suits, as you can tell. But when you get up, when you got that kind of a heat coming up and you're facing it, you get kind of nervous throwing it, and you're thinking, my gosh, I got to throw something either perfect or somewhere where they can't hit it out of the park.
And I'm serious. When you look at the pitch count in her, her selections in our scorebook here, when she hit 7-8-9, when she hit 7-8, really 6-7-8, she was pitching fine. She was
mm-hmm.
cruising.
Mm-hmm.
She was, pounding the strike zone. All of a sudden, she hit 9, and she's kind of looking over like she's about ready to start the top of the order, and then she can't find the strike zone.
Mm-hmm. And that's basically what her coach probably went out there and told her.
4-0 Pisgah here in the bottom of the second. Swing on! Cap shot! Nope! Nice play, and they're going to double off Sheridan Presley, as that will be all. That's three outs, as they doubled off. We had one.
No, that's second out. Oh, yeah, that's out.
That's three outs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything.
I ain't either. That's three outs. Unless...
Folks, look, she lines out to left field. There's one out in the inning already.
Are we sure
she
about
lines
out,
and she threw to second base to double her off. That's three outs. We're going to play with four outs here.
That's like the...
Tomasi grounds over to third and thrown out. So that's all for Pisgah in their four-out inning.
That's like that fifth play.
Yeah.
Go ahead and end this up, Chuck.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to go to the top of the third. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Pisgah Softball on WPTL 920 AM.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, D. Allen Construction, and Ken Wilson Ford.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Midwest Haywood will hold an American Red Cross blood drive on Friday, April 26th at the Midwest Health and Fitness Center in Clyde. The blood drive will take place from 9 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Register by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and enter the code Midwest Haywood. Statistics show that only 3% of the population will donate blood. Show kindness to your neighbors by taking this opportunity to give. We know you've got it in you. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, after a little controversy in the bottom of the second, I think the umpire and the East Henderson coach and Pisgah's coach finally got it all straightened out, Chuck. You said it was the third out because it's a double play, and they kept on playing.
Well, the good thing is now Shelby Tomasi leads it off.
Yeah.
Because she got a free at bat. So Tomasi leads off the bottom of the third, but the double play line out to left field, and they doubled off Sheridan Presley was the second and the third out when they completed it. So it's not a sack
so
fly.
So we did get a sack fly because they're saying the score's 4-0 now.
Yeah, we had a bases loaded walk by Irvin. So
right.
It is 4-0. We got it straight here, folks.
We're confused.
As we move to the top of the third, scheduled up for the Eagles will be 9-1-2. It'll be Alexis Brooks, Felicia Bailey, and Morgan Noble.
That's like them two fourth downs they had in football that time.
Absolutely. Bun out in front, picked up by Irvin. She throws the first. Presley covering, got her. So nice play by Irvin, not from behind the plate,
no.
But from third base in this game.
But she apologized to Tomasi because Tomasi was going to get it, but she said, I'm sorry. And it's hard as a catcher not to get them balls right in front, even though she's playing third base.
So one out, and that'll go to the top of the order. Bailey singled her first time up, fouls one back on the first pitch. And folks, if you just joined us, the second inning, the inning ended on a double play, line drive to center field. Bailey throws the second to double off Sheridan Presley. As the next pitch is just a tad bit outside. There was one out with the bases full at that, so that should have ended the inning, but nobody realized that, and Tomasi came up and grounded out. Well, Tomasi gets the lead off. The next time, so hopefully Piska will realize that Tomasi gets the lead off the inning next inning. When they come to bat, as the next pitch is called strike, here's the changeup, grounder over to Callie Kirkendall. That's going to be not in time, as that's going to be an error on Kirkendall.
And that girl's speedy, so it's hard to get her out.
Well, we've had trouble in the last two games, this game and the last game at shortstop. That'll be the fourth error made at shortstop. One out, runner on first. Noble, the pitcher's up. Popped up and out of play. So then when the inning ended and we went to commercial break, the East Henderson manager realized, wait a minute.
Yeah. I said he got the referee and he come off, and I said, he's just figured it out.
You know, but the right thing was done, is that it was three outs. So
yeah.
He did get a run. So it's 4-0 Black Bears, and we're now in the top of third. Nobles tries to square around Tomasi. Almost pulled the trigger, but nobody was at first as Mason McCracken came charging in on the bunt attempt by Noble. That'll put the pitcher for East Henderson in the hole at 0-2. Here's Tipton's pitch. Popped up, and that'll get out of play down the first base side. On deck is Tristan Burrow. So we've had sort of an odd beginning to this game. Yeah. The first inning umpire.
I wonder if it's a full moon tonight.
There's no moon out here. The sun's bright.
Weird things happen in full moon.
All right. Liner. Tipton. Stabs it. Drops it. Throws the second for one. Over to first. Not in time. That was scorched head high to right at the head of Tipton. She stabbed it, but as she started to pull it down, it came out of her glove, so she just picked it up and threw it to Callie Kirkendall at second to get the lead runner. That would be Bailey. So that would be a fielder's choice, but the throw to first was not in time, so Nobles is at first with two outs, and the first pitch is swung on and missed by Tristan Burrell, who grounded out her into a fielder's choice her first time out.
And CeCe had a split on that trying to get her out.
Mm-hmm.
She stretched all the way out.
Tipton working quick. That last pitch was a ball. So
yeah,
it's one ball, one strike. No. You got to move quick here. The Tipton in the dirt. So it's now 2-1. Late arriving crowd. Good crowd here.
Yeah, it is.
And we thank you for tuning in. Next pitch, just missing the inside part of the plate. Tipton sort of had a cocked head a little bit, like, boy. Don't squeeze me now. And so now the count is 3-1. Here's the pitch, and that's grounder over to Sheridan Presley. Picks it up and just flips over to McCracken to end the inning. So when we return, or when we start the bottom of the third inning, Shelby Tomasi should be the leadoff hitter for the Black Bears. So we'll see if they're in tune with what's going on as we've moved to the bottom of the third with the score of Piska 4. East Henderson, nothing.
All right, folks, you know May 18th coming up pretty quick. Chuck, it's going to be around the corner before we know it. We're going to have a great MC that night. If you don't know who it is, you just have to come and find out.
You got to buy a ticket, folks.
I have 5 tickets here at the table at the ballpark with me today. Anybody that wants to buy a drawdown ticket, you come and see me. I'll be more than glad to sell you a ticket. All the money goes to the athletic department at Pisgah High School, so these kids have adequate field, equipment, and anything they need to play the game. And it is a good cause. You can write it off your taxes. At least for now you can. Anyway, just come out and have a good, we have fun. We eat a great steak. Chuck and You know, it's just a good all-around fun with a bunch of crazy Pisgah fans, and this will be the inaugural year for Brett Chapel.
Well, the May 11th is the alumni football game, the second annual Gridiron alumni football game. This time it's at C.E. Weatherby Stadium between the Tuscola Old Men and the Pisgah Old Men.
I don't know if I'd appreciate you calling them old men, you know.
As Rush Limbaugh says, I live in Realville.
Realville,
and
huh?
They are old men. And so that's the 11th, and then you have the 18th, you have the drawdown, and then a week, and then following on the 22nd, the Haywood County Legion Post 47 Dragoons open their season with the Henderson County Legion team.
And then during that week also is the state playoffs in softball.
Uh-oh.
So
big
you
week.
Know, big
a lot
week.
A lot of things happening in the upcoming month of May.
Yeah. It's going to be busy, busy, busy.
Yes, and so Shelby Tomasi, who is, she probably, after that grounded, she's like, that was like a free pitch, yeah, free at bat. So Tomasi is 1-for-1, 3 RBI double in her first at bat's going to lead off the top or bottom of the third.
She's going, I get to go practice my swing some more.
Oh, boy, she could put the nail in the coffin right here with a homer.
Oh, yeah.
Big swing and a miss. Fouled it back. 0-1. Line score. Pisgah scored 3 runs in the first, 1 in the second. We're in the bottom of the third. They have 4 runs on 4 hits. Made 1 error and left 4 runners on. East Tennyson has no runs and only 2 hits and have left 3 runners on. Grounder over to short. Picked up by Belcher in time to retire Tomasi.
Tomasi's not a fleet foot runner. It's hard to say.
Well,
but,
you know, here's the thing. When you're doing, you know, catching, you just want them to be solid behind the plate.
Uh-huh.
Tomasi, by trade, is a catcher, and her time's coming when she takes over behind the plate for Mahala Irvin. That's lined but fouled by Nadia Hudson. And when you've spent a lot of time behind the plate, you know, catchers, you never see fast catchers.
No, you don't.
You know, got wear and tear on the knees. But, you know, it's just a wonderful position because you control everything. You call the game. You control your pitcher. You move people around. Ball one low. Oh, called strike. So we'll go with that. It's 0-2 to Miss Nadia Hudson. Dean Klontz just right at the knees, and there's time. And I think he's going to. What's going to go on here?
I don't know. He's going to the...
Is he quitting?
I don't know. He left the ballpark. He's left the field.
I've never seen that done before.
Not in the middle of a game. Maybe he had to go to the restroom. I think... I've never seen it either. The Serena's over there going, you know...
Is he throwing up or what?
I don't know.
Did he get sick in the middle?
I don't know.
It's bad when your own calls are making you sick. I mean, I have never seen that, folks. I mean,
no, I haven't either. I've never seen enough. Leave during the middle of a game.
Time out. I got to go throw up.
That call was so bad it made myself sick. I have no clue.
Well, we have taken a time. You've seen, if you've been in this game long enough, covered it, played it, broadcast it, you have seen a lot of things. This is my first.
That's my first, too. Here he comes back.
Yeah, and I think he's feeling good. Maybe he got his contacts in, and now he's able to see the pitch.
Or maybe he took them out and put his glasses on. Maybe, I don't know. The fans are giving him a back hand.
Well, if you're going to umpire or play this game, you're going to have thick skin.
Oh, yeah.
So the little razzing from the Pisgah crowd. We're back to softball, and we have no idea what the stoppage was. 0-2 count on Nadia. Here's the pitch by Noble, grounded to the third baseman, and that is off the... And the official score probably would rule that as she dove towards the line. So we're going to give that a single for Miss Hudson.
And the third baseman for East is holding her hands out like, how did I miss that?
Well, you know, the thing is this, is that somebody asked me what determines an error. You know, what is your determination on error or a hit? And that is, if it you consider it a routine play and it's booted, mm-hmm. you know, miscued, that's an error. If it's not a routine play, and, you know, they make a diving attempt and it goes off the glove, does not mean off the glove means automatic error. If it's mm-hmm. not a routine play, as the first pitch to Mason McCracken's a ball high, then, you know, and that there's where you get the difference of a hit and an error. Noble ready to go. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed by McCracken. There's a stolen base now for Nadia Hudson as she moves on the pitch.
That was smart base moving by Nadia.
Noble ready to go. The pitch popped up infield. Belcher, the short time, she dropped it. So Belcher called for it and just went off her glove. Now that is a routine play. That is a miscue. That is an error on the shortstop. So that'll put runners at first and second.
And it nearly hit her in the head. I mean, it went past her glove and nearly hit her in the head. I don't know how it kept from hitting her in the head.
This is Casey Alexander, the right fielder. She popped out to the left fielder first time up. And she does it again. This time it's going to drop, and this could be, and it is a single. So Alexander gets a Canton Leaguer single.
And Mace McCracken had to wait from first to see if she's going to catch it. And she got a late start. And the girl got the ball, and Mason McCraskin was still sliding into second.
Now it would be Casey Brown, the left fielder. Brown walked and scored a run in the second inning. So she does not have an official at-bat in this game. Batting from the left-handed side, Noble's pitch is in the dirt and gets away, and in comes Hudson to score the run on the wild pitch.
Now it's 5-0.
Now it's 5-0.
We've already been there once.
I'd really like to know what that umpire did.
I don't know.
You know, inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, Chuck's inquiring.
So the runners move up a base. Pisca scores a run on the wild pitch. It's 5-0, bottom of the third. Casey Brown, the number 9 hitter, is at the plate. Here's the pitch. Big swing and a miss. She's just underneath that. Evens the count at 1-1. It's been a weird game.
It has. That's why I'm saying it must be full moon.
He just popped up and started running down out of the park. Ball two.
He called time, and then we thought the player called time, and he runs out the park. We're going more.
Hey, man, what we said, we you know, the fans are going, we didn't mean it. We were only kidding, man. Foul back against the backstop, so it evens the count at 2-2 to miss Casey Brown.
That's crazy, man.
You could see the Pisgah fans looking at each other going, what's he doing?
Well, yeah.
We can't play without an umpire. Of course, Mr. Tomasi's volunteered to call it, so. Swung on and missed, struck her out. So Brown goes down for out number 2 in this inning, and that'll go back to the top of the order, and that's Ashley Penland, who's 1-for-1 with a walk.
Don't know if the East Henderson fans would appreciate Mr. Tomasi calling the umpire in the game.
Well, Tomasi probably told the umpire, I can call it better than you from here.
He's giving us a thumbs up from the stands. He's going, we're right.
Ready to go. Noble pitches, and Ashley Penland takes ball 1. Penland came into this game batting .550. A lot of 400-plus batting averages. Tomasi, Kirkendall, Irvin, Presley, Penland.
And only 8 games at that batting average. That's impressive.
So 1-0 pitch comes, and here it is. And that's a grounder to pass the first baseman. That'd be flipped and relayed. And they did get her, and that's all. So no run scores as a ground out as they finally retired Penland. For the third out, that ricocheted off the glove of the first baseman over to the second baseman and just flipped it, got Penland to retire. So one run in the inning on no hits. Okay, so we'll take a break. We'll come back. We've got Michaela Tipton inside the circle. We got to move quick. So we'll be back after these messages. 5-0 Pisgah.
This broadcast of Pisgah Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by American Pawn and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, and Champion Credit Union.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking,
go to the grinning.
Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking. Go to the green in 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
AM 920 is WPGL. Canton.
Welcome back to the Diamonds on the River Complex here in Canton, North Carolina. We've moved to the top of the fourth inning. Pisgah leads East Henderson 5-0 as the first pitch by Michaela Tipton to Heather Edney is a ball high. For next pitch to Miss Edney is a called strike, so it evens the count at 1-1. Edney, Bryson, and Heaton. 4-5-6 for the Eagles.
I did some investigating Porter trying to find out what happened to the umpire.
So it's a 2-1 count. Here's the pitch and fouled out of play, so it evens the count at 2-2. East Henderson, no runs, two hits, and made one error, left three runners on so far as we are in the top of the fourth. Pisgah, three runs in the first, one in the second, one in the third. So next pitch is a fastball just missed on the outside part of the plate. Brings the count to full at 3-2. Big hit in the game is by Shelby Tomasi. Just called strike three, called her out right at the knee, so Edney goes down. And that's going to bring up Lexi Bryson, the right fielder.
Last time we played East Henderson, I think Brooklyn Allen was that was her last game.
Bryson has one of the two hits for East Henderson, a single in the second.
Got news today. The young lady's getting her cast off Monday. She's excited.
Lined, and she's got another hit. So Lexi Bryson, we think, yes, as a yes. Throw from Kelsey Alexander to first base, Bryson gets another single, so she's 2-for-2, and that's going to bring up Courtney Heaton, the catcher, who's 0-for-1, grounded into a fielder's choice, her first time up.
Have you got a score yet from the boys up on the river,
not
Chuck?
Not yet. Their game started at 4:30, so big game for them. The second place Pisgah Black Bears, that first pitch to Heaton was a strike. Next pitch, swung on and missed. 0-2.
I think Michaela Tipton speeded up.
Tell you what, she just doesn't work slow.
No, she don't. Me and Chuck don't have time to take a breath.
Change up. Just missed. So it's now 1-2. To Courtney Heaton. Here's the pitch. Called strike three. Stood there like the house by the side of the road and watched it go by. So that's two strikeouts looking in this inning for Miss Michaela Tipton. That will bring up the designated hitter, Summer Williams, who just comes up hacking at everything thrown. Struck out her last time on three pitches.
We have a change.
Yes, we do. We have another
shortstop.
We have a pitch hitter, and this is going to be for Summer Williams, is Lindsey Griffin is the pitch hitter for East Henderson.
And Taylor Gallion is playing shortstop in place of Callie Kirkendall.
So some defensive changes.
That's all we got so far.
So Gallion enters the game and replaces Kirkendall at short. That's a defensive change, as Rhonda just mentioned. Mm-hmm. And then offensively, East Tennyson's bringing up Lindsey Griffin as a pitch hitter for Summer Williams. First pitch is low for a ball. 1-0. Wind now starting to pick up and blow in from left center as the next pitch is swung on and missed. Evens the count at 1-1.
You don't even have time to tell about the wind. Just so fast.
Wind blowing in from the pole to the home plate pitch. Popped up and out of play. So it's 1-2 on Lindsey Griffin. But, you know, you love playing behind those kind of pitchers.
Oh, yeah.
Just get the ball, get the sign, and pitch. There's not a whole lot of thought process. And as a player, you love playing behind somebody who works fast. Popped up and again out of play. So the count remains at 1-2 here in the top of the fourth inning as the Pisgah Black Bears lead East Tennyson 5-0. There are two outs and a runner at first. And we had the time to reset everything because Tipton was getting a different ball. And when she gets it and pitches it, swung on and missed, struck her out. So she strikes out the side. And so East Tennyson goes down with no runs on one hit and one runner left on base. And as we move to the bottom of the fourth inning, Black Bears 5, East Tennyson 0.
We're still trying to find the score out for y'all up at the river at the
Thomas Wells Complex.
Charles Thomas Wells Complex.
Why is it called Charles Thomas Wells? Did he donate the land?
He donated the land. Sure did. And it really helped Pisgah out because after Ivan and Francis came through and ruined the football field, we had to do something, you know. And it really ended up, Ivan and Francis really ended up helping the program. Actually, I think, because it took the baseball field away from the football field. Now you just got football. Your baseball's got their own park. Softball's got their own park. So it ended up being better.
When I was at, that was my first year here in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent 5 years, actually spent probably 10 years in the down east area, Whiteville and New Bern. And I was at New Bern, and games that time of year were always getting canceled in the fall. You know, or the threat of hurricanes were always. So when I got the job to come here, I thought I was getting away from hurricanes. I come here July 19th by September 4th.
You're the reason why we got it.
Got flooding from a hurricane. I'm like, what is going on here? I got away from the coast to get away from that stuff, you know?
And right there's the reason why we got it. Chuck Fiebernitz brought it with him.
So,
and that year that is the year that Pisgah had to play all their football games at Western Carolina.
Yeah, finish it up. That's right.
Yeah. Thanks to a bunch of donors, we had the boys got to ride luxury tour buses over there. And, from Young's Transportation, my husband drove the bus, so it's a good year for us.
Well, Presley Irvin Kirkland will be Galleon, I guess, if she's replaced Kirkendall and will bat. So scheduled up will be Presley Irvin and Kirkendall, 2-3-4. Presley came into the game batting 424, has 1-for-1 in this game, and a walk. Takes ball 1 in the dirt.
I got an update here, Chuck. It is 5-2 in the first inning up at the park, Pisgah Head.
Outstanding.
Garrett Holland pitching.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and right to the first baseman who gobbles that up. So Presley's retired in same fashion as Ashley Penland the previous inning. And now that'll bring up Mahala Irvin. With one out, Irvin came in batting 452. She is 1-for-1 with an RBI. And she lines one. That's foul just by inches. She jumped on that, Rhonda.
Curved right before the bag. If it had done it after the bag, I'd have been in trouble.
She would have picked up a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly at least a double, if not a triple.
Yeah, she would have got it.
So Taylor Galleon's on deck. She is scheduled and will bat in the four hole. Irvin's at the plate with one out. And an 0-1 pitch coming. Change up high. 1-1.
She's probably a little bit leery of where to put that ball because she knows she's such a good hitter.
7-0 is the record in the conference so far. Pisgah looking to go 8-0. Popped up center field, could get in there, and it does. It lands in front of center fielder Felicia Bailey, who has made two outstanding plays so far in this game. So another Canton leaguer for Irvin.
The problem with playing against Irvin, if you have to play her deep because she can hit the ball, but then she'll do things like that, and it just drives you crazy.
That's
as an outfielder.
Point. That's a good point. Normal balls that are caught, they're backing up when Irvin comes to the plate. That's going to bring up Taylor Gallion. Takes a first pitch ball high. And so when things like that happen, she gets a lot of benefits for them playing, for the outfielders playing deep and near the fence. Great reputation Irvin has for that to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Next pitch, the Galleon's in the dirt. Nice scoop. Throw down to second is a tad late as Irvin takes a base, so she gets credited for a stolen base as she was moving down the pitch.
You know, and that, I think the coach told me when I talked to her that Irvin has a go light to do whatever she wants to when she's on base.
On deck is Tomasi, grounder over to short, picked up in front of her is the and that's thrown away. Irvin's going to come home. So Galleon's going to go on to second base as balls are being thrown all over the place. And that is a throwing error for on the third baseman, and that is Hannah Hill, who stepped in front of Belcher, the shortstop, picked it up and threw it wild.
She had to throw it in a hurry because Taylor Galleon is the quickest player we've got, and she knew that, and she just overthrew it.
So Galleon's at second for now. It's the sophomore catcher, Shelby Tomasi, who is 1-for-2 with a 3-RBI double. And that is right over the shortstop's head for a single. Galleon will stop at third as she had to wait. And Tomasi's going to go on down to second base on the throw to the plate. There was nothing Galleon could do but just wait to see. And that went over the head of the shortstop, Mrs. Belcher, Meredith Belcher. Tomasi lined one, so that will be her second hit of the game. All she needs is a double and a home run, and she's got the cycle. That'll bring up Nadia Hudson. We say that all the time. We haven't got a cycle yet.
Yeah, I know.
We got the other day was Penlin. Two singles,
triple.
A double, home run. So here's the next pitch, swung on and grounded to the third baseman. She's going to come to the plate. She's safe, and she slid in underneath the tag. So Galleon, that's a fielder's choice RBI, not a hit. But she does get credited for the RBI as a grounder over to Hannah Hill at third. She came up throwing to the catcher.
Dean Collins was right on top of that.
And by the home plate umpire and the manager for East Henderson.
And he's showing her where her foot was and where she tagged her. She did tag her up around the shoulders. And from my vantage point, Chuck, and we didn't have a good as vantage point as Mr. Collins, the umpire, but her foot had hit the bag before she got tagged up top. She slid in feet first.
That's going to bring up Macian McCracken, senior first baseman, 0-for-2 in this game. Reached base on an error by the shortstop. Her second time, though.
There's CeCe with that Dominican
line
stance.
Line to center field. High, runner moves on down to second as the throw to second base. And Tomasi is held up by manager, or the third base coach, Walt Leatherwood. So a stolen base for Nadia Hudson puts runners at second and third and 7-0 Pisgah here. Pop up, infield. Belcher calls for it and catches it. Boy, it bounced out of her glove and she reached up and she's happy. Mason McCracken pops up for the second out in this inning. That's going to bring up Kelsey Alexander.
She's just holding her hands up like, I can't believe I caught that.
You just joined us here on either WPTLradio.net or AM 920 WPTL. It's 7-0 Pisgah here in the bottom of the fourth inning over East Henderson. Alexander had ideas and laid off, so ball one.
It's a good thing she left that bat on her shoulder because that would have been a check swing.
So runners are at second and third, two outs. Alexander has a 1-0 count, and Nobles peers in to her catcher, Courtney Heaton. Gets the sign, the big windup. Missed inside, 2-0. So we've had a lot of
weird
strange things happen. We've had a call reversed in the first inning that we just thought he we can't explain that one.
No.
Had ball three, and then we had an umpire call ball on the, or strike on a, so what, it was a little bit below the knees, and all of a sudden just started running out of the ballpark.
Yeah, just like, oh, Lord, where's he going?
3-0 to Alexander, Casey Brown on deck. Popped up against the screen, so to make it 3-1, so Alexander had the green light. The late-arriving crowd, as Rhonda mentioned, the Pisgah baseball team in second place in the conference, alone in second place, is ahead of East Henderson 5-2. Ball four. So it loads the bases. So Alexander walks, and that'll bring up Casey Brown with two outs, and the bases are full of Black Bears. Two runs are in already on only two hits. There has been an error. So Brown will bat from the left-handed side, looking to drive in. If she can get all three runs in, the ball game will have to go to the fifth.
No,
in the mercy rule.
Yeah. They changed
but they'll
that,
be in position, won't
right.
they?
They changed the mercy rule to where it used to be if you had 15 runs in three innings, you called the game. 10 and five, you called the game. But now they got to play five innings.
Ready to go, Nobles. One ball. No strike. Oh, boy, big cut. Brown had ideas of sending one of those balls into the forest. She had a very big cut at that and came up underneath it. Get her hands up on top of it. Ball too high. 2-1.
I think she thought she was in the Brown uniform going to deliver.
Brown will deliver to you right here. Casey Brown.
We got a lot of Browns in our school this year.
Noble's ready to go. Here's her pitch. Ball three. So 3-1, two outs. Runners will not be moving on this. But they will be anything off the bat, they're going to be flying. Noble, here comes your 3-1 pitch. Swung on, lifted, left field. And that will be hauled in. There's a little trouble by the left fielder, Alexis Brooks, but she hauls it in, and that will be all for Pisgah. They get two more runs as we move to the top of the fifth. Black Bear 7, East Henderson nothing. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Pisgah Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by Champion Credit Union, American Pond and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, and MedWest Haywood.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
MedWest Haywood will hold an American Red Cross blood drive on Friday, April 26th at the MedWest Health and Fitness Center in Clyde. The blood drive will take place from 9 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Register by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and enter the code MedWest Haywood. Statistics show that only 3% of the population will donate blood. Show kindness to your neighbors by taking this opportunity to give. We know you've got it in you. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, Pisgah Nation, welcome back. Pisgah adds two more runs in the bottom of the fourth. Now it's 7-0 going in the top of the fifth. Chuck, we've left 9 on base. We were just discussing that at the break.
Well, I mean, again, it's you've got to capitalize on that, but there's... you know, this is sometimes when you play lower, you know, the lower echelon in your conference is that you just sort of kind of go through the motions and,
yeah.
and, you know, through four at bats, nine runners left and stranded on base is not a good thing that Sharina Goodwin will point to and say, you can't be doing that at any game. You got to start driving in these runners when you get these opportunities, when you come up and there's runners in scoring position. But, you know, for Pisgah, seven runs on seven hits. They've made one error, left, as Rhonda said, nine runners left on base. East Tennyson batting here in the top of the fifth, no runs, two hits, and two errors, and left three on base. So it'll be Hannah Hill, Alexis Brooks, and back to the top of the order, Felicia Bailey, as Hill swings at the first pitch and fouls it back on one. You know, the thing we had talked to Goodwin after the game on Wednesday against North Tennyson was the errors.
Yeah.
She just kind of smiled and said, we'll work on that. Nothing phases her, does?
No.
The next pitch is in the dirt for a ball, one and one.
She pretty well knows what she needs to work on. She's a, you know, class act coach.
High for a ball, two and one. And folks, I'll tell you what, you all you have to do is sit back. You pay full price, although it should be half price, because you see, you feel like you see half a game with Tipton inside the circle, and that ball scorched over the head of Nadia Hudson. So Hannah Hill may get a double. She moves into second base, and she hit one way over the head of Hannah Hudson off the wall in center to lead off here in the top of the fifth with a stand-up double.
That's the hardest hit ball they've had, and our outfield was playing in,
mm-hmm.
and it just was scorched over, and Hannah reached for it, but it was just barely over her glove.
Hudson may have been surprised by it, hit so hard and took a bad angle at it, came on a banana route instead of going backwards at an angle. And now to bring up the number nine hitter, Alexis Brooks, as she tries to bunt and bunts it foul. So to start the bottom of the, or the top of the fifth, Hill, the number eight hitter, doubles, and Tipton's got to start working out of her jam right here is East Tennyson trying to spoil the shutout bid.
And we have another defensive change. We got Latrinko playing first base now.
That's an easy change. Latrinko, left-handed thrower, as Brooks tries to square and bunt again to sacrifice Hill. And you had that sense, but now you know that's exactly what East Henderson's trying to do is not get shut out.
Yeah.
They're going to move the runner over to third, down 7-0 here in the top of the fifth. Next pitch is a change up in the dirt. Nice stop by Tomasi, who's working behind the plate today. Irvin is at third base, showing both of them showing the versatility. Swing on and miss. So Tipton strikes out Brooks, the number nine hitter, for the first out in the inning, and we're back to the top of the order. And this will be the dangerous Felicia Bailey, who singled to lead off the game and reached base on an error by shortstop. So she's hit the ball hard twice.
And she's fast.
And a heck of a center fielder, too. So mm-hmm. East Henderson's got a good one here. Hacking away as fouls it out of play. First pitch swinging is Miss Felicia Bailey. On deck is the pitcher for East Tennyson, Morgan Noble. She's gone the distance. Dipping ready. Here's the pitch. Called strike. Got the knees and part of the inside part of the plate. So moving the ball around and up and down the ladder is Tipton. Has Bailey in a hole at 0-2, and the pitch swung on, grounded over to Irvin. She checks the runner, throws over to first, and got her. Boy, that was a bang-bang play. Irvin may have taken a little more time than she should have,
uh-huh.
and the manager for East is irate right now, and I gotta think he's got a case, Rhonda.
He does, because she's beat out several runs. She's quick, and I don't know. That was close.
Boy, so that'd be the second out, and that is a good thing, is the first pitch to Noble is a ball. So two outs, runner at second. Niece is trying to get the runner in.
You know, when you're trying to build a program, you don't want your kids to get cheated.
No. Grounder over to Irvin. She gets it, scoops it, throws it over there, and that's in time. So, again, a bang-bang play, but this time Irvin nails her again. And so that is all for East Tennyson, as they got a leadoff double, and that's it. They could not get her any farther. And we move to the bottom of the fifth with the score Pisgah 7, East Henderson nothing.
And the umpire or the coach from East is still on the umpire about that call. So he gave him a warning. So he better be careful now. And then, you know, and I agree, you know, we talked about it. If you're building a program and he's got some parts to the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want your kids to get cheated. You want it to be fair.
Well, look, good managers will stick up for their players.
Yeah,
you got to. Bailey and, you know, we're sitting here and if we're going to tell the truth, which we do,
mm-hmm.
she was safe.
Yeah, she was.
And you got to stick up for your players. You got to go as far. You got to go as far as you can until the umpire gives you that warning. Warning is no big deal.
Yeah.
But you got to stick up for your players, and like that out of the manager for East Henderson. You know, if you feel like your players didn't get the call, you don't want the player saying anything. You tell the player, "I'll stick up for you. I'll fight those battles for you. You continue to play hard, and I'll fight the battles for you."
Right. You don't want the kids to say it. Just let the coaches take care of the deal.
Just like Serena did in the first inning.
Yep.
I mean, she come flying out. She didn't want her players to argue it. She's going to come out and fight for her players.
Yeah. WPTL wants you to know that you can listen to all of our live broadcasts on Pisgah Sports, off Pisgah Sports, on your smartphone or iPad. Go to tunein.com, download their free app, then search for WPTL. Don't miss a minute of the game, no matter where you are.
Well, folks, we just got an update over there from Charles Thomas Wells Baseball Complex as Pisgah's lead has shrunk to 1 as it, after 2 innings of play, Pisgah 5, East Henderson 4. So that should be a doozy of a game. So once this game's over with, those baseball fans make it out over there to Charles Thomas Wells. Some of them will leave here. Some will stay to watch the JV games.
Oh.
A lot of activity going back between the Diamond on the River complex and the Charles Thomas Wells complex. You know where they're at. Good baseball, good softball being played. And so now, here in the bottom of the fifth, we're going to have a pitch hitter.
This is Lutrinco.
So Lutrinco is going to pitch or bat for Penland. So she grounds out to short.
Now batting, number 3, Sheridan Preston.
Yes, that's it. So Lutrinco... Mm-hmm. Number 4 grounds out. And that'll be Sheridan Presley, who is 1-for-2 in this game with a walk.
Wouldn't be surprised if we don't see Ashley Penland inside the circle. Did he get a few reps?
Presley hacks at the first pitch, and she's going to get that ball just inside shallow center field. And so you don't have to hit them hard. Just hit them where they ain't, as Yogi Bear used to say. And so that'll be the second hit for Presley, who came in batting 424 and surely has raised that average.
You know, I met Yogi Bear.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's one person I'd love to meet. Irvin.
Met him down at Osceola Park in spring training one year.
Irvin, 2-for-2. Came in batting 452. Ball in the dirt. We're waiting, folks, just like you are, for home run number 31, her fourth on the season, and 31st home run of her career. Next pitch, high. I have to say this, Rhonda, this year I have seen her being pitched. I mean, they absolutely are overtly pitching just around her.
Yeah.
She has had more bad pitches than she's had anything remotely something to swing at.
Yeah.
And that's that reputation she brings into the game. 2-0 pitch. Line! Left field! Hit number 3 for Irvin. Presley's coming home. The throw's going to be cut off as Irvin goes to second on the throw. So it'll be a single for Irvin. That'll give her a 3-for-3 day, and Presley scores in another RBI, and that's going to bring up Taylor Gallion.
That sure will improve your batting average.
Yes, 3-for-3, and came in batting 452. She's carried it way over 500 right now. Just plays the game. Not worried about the home runs.
Mm-mm.
Gallion swings. That could be over the head of and it is. That's up against the wall, so Taylor Gallion's going to get a double and an RBI also as Irvin crosses the plate. Nice hacking by Taylor Gallion.
And now you got Shiny Shoes Tomasi coming up to bat. She's already drove in three runs today.
She came up in the first with bases full. Loaded. She cleared them. She sent all the Black Bears home with a shot up against the wall in the gap. So Tomasi has also a single, so she's 2 for 3 in this game, batting .412 coming into the game. And she's out in front and up against the screen.
I talked to her dad after the Brevard game, and he says we want to have her at 500. That's all he wants. That's all he asks.
That's a nice average. Mm-hmm. I'd take 400 and great defense. I'd take 400 and great defense. One more run, and this game will enforce the 10-run mercy rules. Disco leads 9-0 over East Henderson and looking to go 8-0 in the conference.
That's the most important part.
Staying one game ahead of Franklin, who will be the opponent next week.
Mm-hmm.
Pitch in the dirt, gets away, and there goes Galleon down the third. So now she's just a short jog away from the 10th run. So all Tomasi has to do is just get the bat on the ball, and this game's over with.
That's all we need.
9-0, Black Bears, bottom of 5. Noble sets. Here's her pitch. Base hit, ball game. So Tomasi goes to center field with a single and another RBI, and that's the ball game, folks, as Pisgah enforces the 10-run mercy rule and moves to 8-0 with a 10-0 win over East Henderson. We'll be back in a few moments after these messages for our post-game show.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears Softball is being brought to you by B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, go to the grinning, buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, buy mining rings. We will loan you money, or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, go to the grinning, 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Midwest Haywood will hold an American Red Cross blood drive on Friday, April 26th at the Midwest Health and Fitness Center in Clyde. The blood drive will take place from 9 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Register by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and enter the code Midwest Haywood. Statistics show that only 3% of the population will donate blood. Show kindness to your neighbors by taking this opportunity to give. We know you've got it in you.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Well, welcome back, Pisgah Nation. It's a final here at the Diamond on the River Park. Chuck, mercy rule, 5 innings, 10-0. I mean, we go 8-0 in the conference. That's the most important part right now.
Well, yes, it is. 8-0 is the most important, but you look back at the last three conference games, which were the last three games they played, and they've put up 29 runs. They have had 36 hits. I mean, they're getting good pitching. They're playing relatively good defense, but they're really hot at the plate right now.
And Serena tweaked with the lineup, could cause a little bit of problem in being off today. I mean, but you got to rest Callie. You got to let some of these others play in different positions.
I will tell you that on days like this where they're not in school, the routine is ruined, they sleep in, their bats are a little slower, but they still, it took them a little bit. You know, Tomasi came up with the big hit in the game in the first inning with bases full and one out. Bushy just jacked one to the fence. She got a hold of one and got three RBIs. Shelby Tomasi was 3 for 4 with 4 ribbies. Irvin, 3 for 3 with 2 RBIs, you know, and a walk. And this is a girl, 3 for 3, that doesn't see a lot of good pitches. I mean, she's just call it what it is. Everybody's pitching around her.
And they are. And it was hard for Chuck and I to pick who to interview tonight. We picked Shelby Tomasi because, for the simple reason, she had the 4 ribbies. I mean, even though Irvin was 3 for 3, and she'll get her due time, Irvin will, eventually, sooner or later, she will climb up and hit the home run, you know, and she probably will be the home run queen at Pisgah before she leaves.
Well, she is the home run queen. We're looking at maybe where she'll stand in the state record book. She's one of the top home run hitters in the state, that's for sure, sitting at 30 career home runs, state records 37. If she can get hot. But, you know, just you look at the remaining schedule, you know, what I would do, I'm playing around in my head right here, is, you know, I'm taking Shelby Tomasi, moving her up behind Irvin in the 4 hole. I'm going to take Kirkendall and put her at the 5 hole.
Right.
But I'm going to put Tomasi at the 4 hole. And, you know, and that I think that would force them to give Irwin, look, you got Tomasi batting
behind
her.
It's kind of like the Detroit lineup now,
exactly,
where you can't
pitch around Mickey Cabrera.
Right.
You got to throw to him.
Yeah.
Because you got Prince Fielder right behind him, Victor Martinez right
behind
there.
It. I mean, that's just the way it lines it up, you know.
A little tweak in the lineup, and, you know, maybe a little birdie should get Serena to just kind of look and experiment, but I'd put Tomasi in the 4 hole and put Kirkendall in the 5 hole.
You got us a final line score.
Final line score, and then we'll take a break after this. It was Pisgah. Final today, we only played 5 innings. 10-run mercy rule was enforced. It was Pisgah, 10 runs, 11 hits, made one error, left 10 runners on base. And East Henderson, 0 runs, 4 hits, committed 2 errors, and left 5 on base. We'll be back as we set up for our final phase of our pregame show with a Black Bear, the star of the game, with Rhonda Bird in a moment. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM, Pisgah Softball.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers. B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back, Pisgah Nation. This is a final here at the Pisgah Softball Complex. The Diamond on the River is Serena Gooden, wants to call it. 10-0, mercy rule, 5 innings. We have the star of the game with us today, Shelby Tomasi, who had 4 ribbies and hit a huge double in the gap in that first inning to get the things rolling. The base clearing double, as Chuck called it. And if anybody don't know, this is Chuck's favorite player, Shining Shoes Tomasi here. Let's go back to that first inning. Today you got to be catcher. You had to call the game. And let's talk a little bit about that, how it felt to be behind the plate instead of playing third.
Yes, ma'am. I really enjoy catching when I can. I catch for travel ball a lot, but for here I play third. And, I mean, I feel like I control the game behind the plate.
There was one play where you and Mahala Irvin were going both for the ball and a bunt, and it was like Mahala apologized and said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to grab it from you.
Yeah, we both called it, and then I just let her have it because she was going that way. So, I mean, it was kind of just whoever was faster.
Has it been a big transition for you from going behind the plate in travel ball to third base this year?
No, it hasn't, because in travel ball, when we play back-to-back games, we usually have two catchers, so I usually play third when she's catching.
So you're used to playing third, so it works out good.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's go back to that run in the first inning, that bases loaded. Was you kind of nervous going up to the plate with bases loaded?
No, ma'am. It was kind of just like a regular hit. It was just a regular up at bat.
So you probably upped your average today because you were 3-4 with 4 RBIs. Big day for you. Give Tipton. Is it normal that you catch for Tipton, or was it something different today?
It doesn't really bother me catching for different pitchers because I guest on travel ball all the time. So I'm used to just catching with every pitcher out there. I've caught for a bunch of them.
So, you know, catcher's a thinking man's position. You like that position? You like to be the thinker?
Yeah, I do.
You like to control the game?
Yes.
Well, Pisgah's 8-0 going into the big game next week with Franklin. That's going to be the conference championship title right there. How you feel about going in that game?
I feel like we're ready, and I feel like we can win that game.
Well, folks, you heard it right here from the star of the game, Shelby Tomasi. They think they can win that game, and I think they can, too. And I think that these Black Bears are going to go deep in a playoff run, and with the bats keep hitting like they are, we will probably be going a long way this summer. Folks, it's a final here, 10-0 from the Diamond on the River Park. Join us next Tuesday?
Monday.
Monday.
At TC.
Well, we don't call that game on the radio, but...
Wednesday. Then.
Wednesday, we will be playing Franklin at Franklin. The JVs will play first. I think the estimated game time is 5:30. Join us. If you can't be there, listen to Chuck and I on WPTLradio.net. Or if you have those smartphones or iPads, you know what to do with those things. I'm not technically sound in that bit, but you can join us, and we'll bring you every play from Franklin, North Carolina. So from the Diamond on the River Park, so long, and we'll see you Wednesday.